Good evening and welcome to the Cycles of Change radio program here on November 7th, 2013. I'm your host, K. David Katzmeyer, and I want to do a little reading from The Theory of Colorhythms by reading for you tonight an article that was published in Cycles magazine in 2009. This gives you a bit of an overview of the energies that were studied, the energies believed to be in motion, as we, like an individual, move collectively in our nation with cycles that have highs and lows, giving us good days and bad days, as it were, as the decades and the eras move on. Every nation has them, and every nation is under the umbrella of world cycles where we see the same things happening again, influencing us all collectively on grander scales of size and time. So we, with cycles within us, living in nations that have cycles too, are all part of the world community, moving in grander cycles yet, as cycles within cycles become the pattern, the fractal replication of nature throughout all things, great and small, including us. So reading from an article, is this A Case for Cycles in a Nation? Excerpts from colorhythms.org by K. David Katzmeyer. Are today's economic turmoils anything new? Are we in the birth pangs of a rising power shift or the downturn of castles crumbling? Is the change we see an aberration? Or are we being reminded that chaos and order are different parts of the same system? Answers to these questions come from the inveterate precession of rhythms in the arena of world affairs, and for everything there is a season. To know where we are in a season is to know what time it is. Should we plant for the spring or reap for the fall? What time we are in will not be told by our wristwatches or even our monthly calendars. They will be found in the time that moves by greater pendulums. Aristotle said that time is the measure of change. Likewise, change is the measure of where we are in time, and that change can be measured by nothing where we are, by noting where we are in a cycle. As the cycles of change make a difference around the world, we can identify the manifestation of energy and increases the increased likelihood of the sun will rise on our purchases and set on our sales. We have a greater chance for that. Here is a look at some of the schools of thought that have looked at the world of rhythm from ancient to modern times. The origin of rhythm has been a source of wonder since ancient times. Sanskrit tells us of four great ages, or yugas, through which we move with a revolving tendency of creation. These great ages are also identified by Hesiod of ancient Greece, who described them as golden, silver, bronze, and iron ages. Taoists say that rhythm comes from the undulation between the polarities of yin and yang. Buddhists note four great periods of immense length between destruction and perfection that repeat in ciphers. That's with a C, by the way. The omniscient season of time are transcending and pervasive. The dance of Shiva is the cosmic dance of all rhythms in the universe. From astrophysics to our new nanotechnology of microscopic machines at submolecular levels, our understanding of this is widening. Pioneer and Voyager space probes have searched the solar system. The Hubble telescope is showing us things about the galaxy we never knew. Science is working on quantum physics and the unified field theory. We have penetrated the atom and discovered quarks, the subatomic particles of matter. Many believe superstrings of elementary patterns run through all existence, and that a theory of everything will eventually reveal that only a handful of formulas rule the universe from a substratum of time, space, and matter. Bruno Mandelbrot developed fractals in the 1970s as an amazingly complex and self-repeating patterns that can be plotted with a simple mathematical formula. Simplicity breeds complexity, and chaos theory has shown that even order and disorder are interconnected. Through it all, the more we look through the telescope and the microscope, the more we are finding similar patterns with each. Teachings of the ancient mystics are being realized before our eyes. 12th and 13th century Sufis like Jalal al-Din Rumi also discovered that the microcosm is the macrocosm. Nuclear physicist Fritjof Capra wrote his Tao of Physics to show how the latest science and the earliest religions are telling the same story. We are one. Collective and exciting energies have spawned simultaneous discoveries and historic breakthroughs around the world when they were due. We now live in a when we can realize the now we live in realize this with greater tools and better communication as we can utilize it in ways we never dreamed. We live in a world of rhythms and a universe of change, which is all around us. When something is born into the universe, it is a microcosm of Genesis. This happens when a nation is born, and it is in the cry of a newborn child. They come into existence from the great void, Bindu, where darkness is pregnant with light. Then there is life. A life is given a body, a heart, and a mind from the divine Trinity. It dances in the image of its creator, and rhythms tell the story. This is how the story was told thousands of years ago. Since then, we have viewed this many ways and used numerous metaphors across the ages, only to rediscover the same forces. Our current change of realization creates a realization of change as we look at the physical evidence. The evidence is turning science away from recent ideas and toward ancient metaphors with a retelling of the same story. When Aristarchus of Samos and Nicholas Copernicus saw beyond the geocentric view of the universe, we found that the sun, moon, and stars do not revolve around us. In this way, we rediscovered the revolving tendency of creation and found ourselves aboard an orb that is revolving around the sun that circles the center of a galaxy in motion. When Einstein's theory of relativity and quantum physics were developed in the last century, we went beyond traditional beliefs. Now we are beyond the mechanical models of Newtonian universe and notions of fixed points in absolute space with Cartesian single-system philosophies. Our moving viewpoints of observers play a part in the observations, and the evidence supports that nothing is fixed in time and space, including us. Relativity comes from the motion, and the motion comes in rhythms living around us and within us. Science is working on a unified field theory that supposes an interconnected universe. The search points to oneness. Clues come in self-repeating patterns that mirror all existence in categories great and small. We live in a reflective universe with fractal parts that are part of it all. In self-realization, we find that oneness lies beyond the Western principle of individuation as debated by Duns Scotus of the Franciscan Order and Arthur Schopenhauer and modern philosophers. The process leads us beyond illusion, Maya, and the consequences of our action, karma. Science is now solving the mysteries of DNA. Beyond that mystery lies another mystery, and beyond that lies another. We will not fully understand the mystery until we become the mystery. All rhythms are interconnected, and a collective unconscious is within us all. Jung said that we inherit the sum of all thoughts, feelings, and actions experienced by everyone over time that are born into the hearts of us all. This is why we have instincts and recognize patterns and archetypes from the past. Joseph Campbell observed that we all share a common mythology, and we all smile in the same language. Interconnected by common threads, every nation also has a collective unconscious all its own, individuated within the world collective. In the United States, we carry the experience and karmic inheritance of our nation's past, just as we carry lines of inheritance from our genetic ancestors. As we embody the love of freedom and zeal for life that pervades in America, we unknowingly remember founding forebears who devoted their lives to create this nation, and successors who guarded its preservation. As we restore land to its natural beauty and unite our races, we may be acting upon a debt of inheritance to do so. This inheritance, born into us all and felt by newcomers, is the spirit of a nation. Generations that follow will also inherit the consequences of our actions and the collective unconscious of a nation. The collective conscious of everyone is in anyone, as the now of a nation is self-realization on a mass scale. It is a state of all thoughts, feelings, and actions of everyone, experienced in the moment and greater than the sum of its past. The collective conscious, or the now, is the virtual dynamic in a moving window through time. In describing a system, R. Buckminster Fuller wrote, "System subdivides universe into all the universe outside the system, macrocosm, and the rest of the universe which is inside the system, microcosm, with the exception of the minor fraction of the universe which constitutes the system itself. The system manifests with rhythmic change in a unified field that we call a nation." The attacks on the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon in Washington on September 11, 2001 showed us an aspect of the now. So many of us remember exactly where we were and what we were doing when we heard of the attack. A startle effect sent shockwaves through our nation and around the world, with a ripple effect that froze everyone for an instant. Everyone from a generation before remembered where they were on December 7, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was attacked. The now interconnects us. It is a synergy of mass awareness within the contemporaneous state. We live together, individuated, part of a nation, and collectively subject to rhythms. Now is a state of change in a system. Nations, like people, have life and internal rhythms from their time of birth. Nations come into being from a cataclysmic haze as revolution, turnovers, and change bring forth a new entity in a ripple of time. A nation lives on through generations of people who live and die within it like cells in a great organism. It has stages of development, it builds character, it amasses knowledge, and a complex adaptive nonlinear system grows with its own stages of life. This is more than a group of people with a common defense, culture, and government occupying a territory with a common future. It is a form of life. It is a life that has heartbeats through time, good days and bad, growth spurts and depressions. These augment through the years and reverberate in markets with sympathetic vibrations that move prices up and down with shortwave harmonics. In short, the market got rhythm. It's got good days, and it's easy to dance to once you know the song. When the beat comes in months instead of the quick 4-4 rhythm of a song you hear on the car radio, you have to listen with charts and computer programs instead of a speaker. But the beat is still there, and it's just as beautiful when you hear it. Understanding how a nation moves in rhythm can not only explain a depression, it can explain our social trends and help turn chaos into profit. Knowing where we are in the rhythms of time will remind us that there is a difference between responding to a situation and reacting to it. Just as we can plot a chart of ocean tides that move in rhythm, and construct a calendar for the sun and the moon that move in rhythm, we can understand how times of history change because they are influenced by invisible forces that are as regular as the ocean, the sun, and the moon. Researching the dynamic forces that move people within nations and nations within the world has been a subject of interest to scholars across the ages and around the world. The truths we discover today will hold true for ages to come, held true by the inveterate precession of cycles in a nation that move within cycles of the world that are encompassed in the revolving tendency of the universe. And the dance goes on. This is based on Chapter 1 of Collarhythms of the United States, which you can find at collarhythms.org. I invite you to go to collarhythms.org, K-A-L-A-rhythms.org, and find out more about the cycles of time and the cycles of change. This is your host, K. David Katzmar, thanking you for listening in, and do tune back every Thursday night to hear more about the theory of cycles and listen in to some of our renowned guests from all fields as they discuss the cycles that they have found. Thank you for listening.